Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming on such a cold and snowy and icy night. It was, as I was telling Dr. Monohar, he's very much beloved and respected here in our community, and we can see by the great turnout that we all feel that way. So thank you again for coming. Probably many of you know Vajra Monohar, Dr. Monohar, but for those who may not, he's one of the world's leading experts on Maharishi Ayurveda. He's been working with the movement, TM organization, since the early 1980s, has been involved in preparing medications and herbal preparations. He's been involved in consulting from everywhere, physiology, eye care, every aspect of health that can be dealt with through Ayurveda, he's been working on and helping with. He's done thousands and thousands of consults, traveling around the world, from Asia to America to Canada, all around the continents, again, giving consults and teaching Maharishi Ayurveda. He actually was trained by Maharishi's three leading experts of Ayurveda, Balraj Maharshi, Trigunaji, and Dr. Dwivediji. So he comes from an incredible background of Ayurveda, and he's also now currently a professor of Ayurvedic medicine here in Fairfield and in the College of Natural Medicine, that's both here and in the Caribbean. So he's going to be speaking with us tonight, and there'll be plenty of chances for questions and answers after his talk. So please join me in welcoming our dear Vajraji. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Jai Gurudev, thank you for coming tonight, this lecture. And gratitudes to Vedic tradition of masters and Maharshi Mahesh Yogi and Brahmananda Saraswati and all dear meditators, siddhas and governors and people of Fairfield. You're always been blessed with great knowledge and the quality of transcending and lovers of more and more to learn new knowledge. Thank you for coming, everyone. So, today lecture is, your food is your medicine. Now, question to everyone. What is the difference between food and medicine? Anyone can stand and say. What is the main difference between food and medicine? Yes? Okay, that's a good answer. Anybody? Yeah, so food nourishes and medicine heals. Everyone accept this? Okay, if anybody has any different, okay, please. There is no difference, knowledge. Both have intelligence. So that is another answer. Everyone agree with that? Everything has intelligence. So not necessarily only food and medicine has intelligence. Whatever is manifested has some intelligence, okay? So any answer? Any other answers?
Medicine, the way we usually think of it, is a targeted approach to some condition.
Sing again. I was thinking of medicine that we take in food every day for nourishment and sustenance. Medicine, as we generally think of it, is a targeted approach to some condition.
So, yes? Good. Any more? Yes?
Partial aspect of what's in nature. It's extracted usually.
Okay.
Food is necessary, medicine is optional.
If the food is right and pure, then it is medicine.
Beautiful.
Medicine goes to the pain, and food goes everywhere.
Good. So food also goes to pain, wherever it is the pain. So it's not necessarily medicine only goes to the pain. So the food also has a healing aspect. It can also go wherever it is necessary. Okay, now the main difference between food and medicine is in quantity. The food is taken a sufficient quantities, but medicine is taken dose, according to the dose. So if you take according to dose means small quantities, then medicine works. A medicine is not like food. Even small dose acts very powerful action. And food, one should take sufficient quantity, bigger quantities, then it helps. So both has a dose, but the variation in the dose, the quantity is very minimum, and it is, sufficiently large quantity. So that's the number one difference. And food is rasapradhana. Rasapradhana means it is mainly predominant by the taste. And medicine is virya-pradhana. Virya-pradhana means it is predominantly dominated by potency. That is the difference. The quantity is different in size, and action is based on the rasa. Rasa means the six tastes. Food acts on the basis of six tastes, and medicine acts on the potency. Potency is two types. One is cold potency, another is hot potency. The cold potency, which balance the pitta, hot potency, which balance vata and kapha. So everything, all disorders or diseases are divided into these three groups, vata group, pitta group, kapha group. But medicines also all divided into two groups. One is that which creates a cold potency. Another group is hot potency. But food is divided into six tastes. That's the difference. The quantity and action different. But generally, all answers are also good. You know, it has some specific values for these answers. So next question. What is the similar action between food and individual? What is the similar action they do continuously? Individual, a person. The food does the same action, and individual also do the same action. What is that similar action?
Moving towards fulfillment. What? Moving towards fulfillment. Both of them act.
Good. Good answer.
They both transform. They both transform from one state to another. Both food and an individual, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. Both has quality of transformation, the similar action. Okay. And both also bring the fulfillment. That is also a good answer.
Balance. They
both bring balance. Okay.
They aimed at balancing.
Good. Any other answers? Okay. So Adi Shankara says, Rite Jnana Anna Mukti. Without enlightenment, without freedom from this life, you will come back again and again. What is the food? food is nourishing the physiology. What is this human physiology? It is a product of food. It is made out of food. A unified embryo cell, which is nourished by mother, then it is trying to know itself. To know itself, whom I am, asking a question in embryo. Then what happens? I am totality, aham brahmasmi. Then growth, evolution starts. Every second, this is the question, self-referral within the embryo that creates that development and evolution and expression of the whole intelligent physiology. But for that, who is helping? That is food, mother's food. Mother's food is creating that all that structural aspect of the human physiology. That intelligent aspect is consciousness. The physiology is consciousness, we understand. But the concept of the five elements and their structure in different organs and different systems in the physiology, which is a result of food. So that means whatever we are eating, and it is recycling. Recycling recycles the food, transform into a body, and again we are eating more food, because this body is created again and again. This is the principle Maharshi explains to us. Navo navo bhavati jayamanu. That which is created again and again. How it is created again? How it is recycled again? Because with the help of the food, food creates this physiology, because it creates the same liver again and again. It creates the same heart again and again. It recycles all the organs, all the structures within the physiology. This recycles. But this is individual does, using the food. If you don't use the food properly, if you don't use the food properly, food also recycles you again and again. Remember this. Very interesting point here. If you don't use food properly, the food action on the physiology to come back again and again. Why? If you are eating unwholesome food, then your thought, speech, action, which also not in accordance with laws of nature, so then you have to come back again and again. So that is the connection between food and individual. Both are doing recycle, but based on what they are eating, that is the most important thing. Third question, what is the most auspicious substance which is created on earth? Anybody? Soma, Ojas, any answers? Sarva Mangala Pradhana Dravya. This is in Vedic literature, it is said. What is Sarva Mangala? Is eternally auspicious. Pradhana Dravya, important substance. That substance which is eternally auspicious. What is that substance which is created? Ojas. Again, food. Food is Sarvamangala Pradhana Dravya. The most auspicious substance created on earth is the food. Why? The wholesome food has that auspicious quality. Auspicious quality means even it has influence to enliven the consciousness, enlivening every cell of the physiology. And it brings that auspiciousness quality to the mind, intellect, senses, and body. When we say body, vata, pitta, kapha, seven tissues, and three malas, dosha, dhatu, malas. So that is the nature of the food. The wholesome food, wherever it goes, it creates the auspiciousness within the physiology. Any cell it is consumed, or any cell which is appreciated by that food, creates auspiciousness. So that's why, remember, the food is the most auspicious substance on earth because it enlightens the individual and also it enlivens the whole universe, cosmic nature. The food, which is the most important substance to nourishment of whole cosmic nature. So including everything, not only human beings, many things are enjoying the food in many forms. So that's why it is called Sarva Mangala Pradhana Dravya. Next, food, which is considered in Vedic literature, is Prakriti Prasadam. Yes. Because he is helping the most auspicious substance. Later?
Repeat the question.
Can you repeat the question?
He could repeat it on here, or you could repeat it, but it won't be recorded.
Okay. But I will take the questions at the end, otherwise it stops the flow, okay? If you don't mind. Okay, so Prakriti Prasadam means it is a gift of the nature. Gift of the nature. See what happens, if you put one grain of rice in the earth and then earth gives 100 grains back to you. Remember, one grain rice goes into the earth, 100 grains comes with a spike. Everything like that. You keep a one mango seed on earth, but it brings thousands of mangoes. So how this is coming? It's a gift. It's a gift from the nature. Nishkama Kriya, the nature gives the gifts without any desire. The least action based on the least desire, Nishkama Kriya, we talk. So that's why this is, the food is like a Prakriti Prasadam, nature's gift. So that's why it's the greatness of the food which is beneficial to everyone in different ways. Everyone in different ways. The same food works with different people in different ways of benefits. That's why the food is to be taken according to the age, according to the body type, according to the agni, means digestion, according to the time, and according to the day, seasons, all those circadian rhythms. So that's why great influence on the physiology. But there are rules how to take this food to act as a medicine. So all that rules we're going to see in this slides. Next. These are all main points we're going to discuss in this, hopefully time permits. Number one, annam parabrahma swarupa. We already explained, food is totality. If you eat apple, apple becomes yourself. It's not apple remains like apple. Apple becomes like doshas, apple becomes like dhatus, apple becomes like your malas, means impurities. Everything transforms into yourself. That's why food is totality, food is Brahman. So by eating wholesome food, and food is divine. Divine means devata value. Devata value means transforming kalpa. It's an action of kalpa, always. In the kalp, what is happening? All the structuring dynamics of consciousness which evolve is helps every aspect of physiology. So that's why it is divine. Annam Prakriti Prasadam, it is the nature's gift. Annam Sarva Mangala Dravyam, we said it's most auspicious substance on earth. Two types of foods, Alankara Arogya, means Alankara means decoration, Arogya means health. The plate on the table, not for decoration. The plate on the table should be for health. It's not showing the food as a decorative piece. It should be using for health. So that's why make sure whatever food you are using on the table, it should be benefiting health. Next, ahara and aushadha. What is the difference? Also we discussed, ahara is a food, aushadha also has intelligence. Aushadha means, osha means bright, dhi means intellect. Oshadhi has a synergy, a intelligence, a pocket of intelligence. Same thing, different types of foods has a synergy, a pocket of intelligence. Rice has a pocket of intelligence. Barley has a pocket of intelligence. Wheat has a pocket of intelligence. Mustard seeds has a pocket of intelligence. Like every food has a synergy, a pocket of intelligence. Every aushadha also has a pocket of intelligence, a pocket of synergy. Our body is our pharmacy, creates prevention pills. Very interesting point here. Remember, the nature of prevention is within, not outside. The ability to resist the imbalance, and also ability to dissolve the imbalance in the whole concept is within. How? In the state of balance, body can make any pill, whatever pills are, but we know only few pills outside in the pharmacy, but the body pharmacy that is based on your balanced agni, means digestion, has ability to create any pill, any time. So then no disease comes. Next. Ahara, arogya, ananda. Ahara means food, arogya, health, ananda is bliss. All interconnected. Wholesome food, which is beneficial to health, and health means happiness. These three things all goes together. Food is an instrument, information, and itihas. Here I'm using some Vedic literature again. So food is instrument. It's an instrument. Why? Because it is through this instrument, we can create a particular intelligence. And information, because if food you take, then you know what is happening. It is good or bad, pain or bliss. So it's an information. Itihas means it is a blossoming totality. Itihas means itihasa, iti, end of the laugh. How food is related to this blossoming totality. In the itihasa, what happens? Prakriti evolves, and then finally it collapses into the wholeness. This is called itihasa. So prakriti, every time it is evolving, it has a big laugh. Every time it is evolving, again another laugh. Finally it collapses into the totality. So that's called itihasa. But how it is related with the food? Food transforms. It transforms from food to the nutritional fluid. Again, there is a laugh, big laugh. And it evolves into the rasadhatu, another laugh. Raktadhatu means plasma, blood, muscle, fat, bone marrow, reproductive tissue, like every transformation, a big laugh. Finally, it collapses into the ojas. The ojas is again totality. And ojas is the manifest state of consciousness. So that is what is wholeness. So this is called a story of itihas, end of the laugh. Food also has the nature of itihas. Itihasa means blossoming totality. The six tastes, five colors, food acts as a medicine. This is the most important thing. Food has six tastes, we know everyone. But the whole concept of modern medicine, all the dietitians, nutritionists, research, what they are talking, phytonutrients. And Ayurveda is saying all these different types of foods, from grains to the vegetables, fats, sugars, protein, it's the wholeness of the food. But also, all that wholeness of the food is explained in six tastes. Sweet, sour, salt, bitter, astringent, and pungent. So these six tastes and five colors. What is these five colors? So the whole healthy food is phytonutrients. These phytonutrients contains five colors. Red color, purple color, green, dark green, and also yellow, orange, like all these colors. So what is these colors? It's all helps prevention of different types of chronic diseases, including stroke, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, any type of chronic disease and dementia and anything like those type of diseases, including atherosclerosis. So that's why the 6 days and 5 colors, how to understand this 5 colors? So there is a correlation between 6 days. If you see, take example of sweet taste. Sweet taste, many fruits, red color. So red color goes into the sweet taste. And dark green, the leafy greens goes into the dark green. So like squashes, orange color, yellow color. So everything in the vegetables, all these colors are related to the 6 taste except white, that is salt. Salt we adding to the food. So salt also is Ayurvedic concept. So that is another one. Togetherness of diet, digestion, eater allows food to become medicine. So your food is your medicine. What does that mean? Just taking some food doesn't act like a medicine. These 3 principles needed to be together. Number 1, diet, wholesome diet. Number 2, digestion, balanced digestion. Number 3, eater. The one is mindful. One is due respect to his self. Then eating that food will help. Balanced digestion, wholesome food, organic food. If eater is not well, no use. It doesn't act like a medicine. It acts like ama. So people thinking, many times we saw people says, oh, I eat all organic food. I eat so much protein. I eat this food. I eat every day blueberries, all antioxidants, variety of vegetables, eating every meal, eating 4 meals, 5 meals, but no nutrition. Why? You are not yourself. Being is the most important for a balanced nutrition. So that's why food to act as a medicine, what is important? Put these 3 principles together. That's only, when that time only, it works as a medicine, as a healing power. Otherwise, the food becomes ama, against the medicine, helps to recycle again this body. So these are the main principles we're going to show you in a slides. All credit goes to Shankari Wagman, and she created all these slides, spending a lot of hours and working pictures. So I want you to give her credits. Without her help, it's not possible. So it's all her art. Okay, next. So this is His Holiness Maharshi Mahesh Yogiji's great quotation, always like this. The diet is anything that is taken in form, any field of perception, through any sense of perception, any mode of mind, and any mode of intellect. So that is what is diet. Don't think diet is going only through mouth. Everything we hear, everything we smell, everything we touch, everything we think, everything we being in a state of intelligence, state of mind, state of intellect, all the perceptions of senses will receive so much information that goes through the digestion, that goes through the transformation, that is having every perception having a specific effect on the diet and the digestion and your own health. So that's why diet means think about everything, not like simple something going through mouth. Next slide. So this is Charaka Samhita says, a wholesome diet, how it acts like a medicine. The wholesome diet, creativity, clarity, intelligence, intuition, stability, and compassion. And also, that's the mental science, physical science, lifespan, healthy immunity, strength, energy, balance, tissues, formation, lustrous skin and healthy skin, bright eyes, homeostasis, and vital breath. So all these physical qualities and mental qualities, which are sustained by wholesome food. So this is a sign of health. Then you can think, my food is my medicine. So that's the most important. Next slide. Importance of proper diet. So this is a proverb from Ayurveda. Without proper diet, medicines are of no use. With proper diet, medicines are of no need. So this is the most important thing. What does that mean? People come and buying hundreds of dollars, spending money for buying herbs, using, and come back, and they says, nothing worked. So why it is not working, herbs are not working? Because herbs alone doesn't work. As I said, the perception of intellect, perception of the state of mind, state of intellect, and perception of other senses also to be balanced, wholesome, beneficial to the individual life, then only the food or herbs will be beneficial. So that's why this is the most important thing. Following a good behavior, good diet, good routine, and herbs will work, and food will work, and food will become as a medicine. Next slide. This is a Hippocrates, Creator. Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. So, same thing. Next. This is our body. It has the ability to make any pill when digestion is balanced. This is most important. So body knows so many pills. Body sees that, inner intelligence sees something is going to come. Okay, this bacteria is coming. What kind of antibiotic? This imbalance is coming. So what kind of prevention to be done? So every pill, it has ability to make any pill to maintain, sustain that balance, keeping Agni in the state of balance. Next. So two factors that disrupts this pharmacy. What are these two factors? Number one, attachment to the taste. This is the most difficult thing. If people attach to the taste, very difficult to come out of this attachment. And then second one, lack of mindful eating. So people always need to eat due respects to their self. Otherwise, eating while talking, driving, and while under pressure, under stress, under strain, or running, and forcing yourself to eat, all this rushing while eating, not going to be beneficial. So these are the two main principles. The first principle, attachment to the taste. Asuddham kama sankalpam, suddham kama rahitam. How this attachment comes to the taste? If the food is impure, remember, food is impure, attachment develops to the food. If food is pure, no attachment. If you're eating ice cream, then you get attached. If you're eating khichdi, no attachment. So simple, that's a simple way to understand. Okay? So like anything, if you are attached to the food, attached to the taste, that means you are, that food is something wrong. It's giving wrong message to you. Okay? So this is the two principles according to the Vedic literature. And these two are from Western understanding. Our focus tends to what is not good. Our focus should be what is good, what is beneficial to me. It is very important. So where you are putting attention is the most important thing. So second principle is not knowing the knowledge, because bombarding knowledge on internet, and magazines, news magazines, and nutritional magazines, lot of information with controversial statements. They say this is good, and someone says this is bad, and then someone says use soya, someone says not use soya, someone says this is good, that is good. Okay, anyhow, but what is most important? Even though you know the knowledge, how to apply this knowledge? The gap between knowledge and application. Everyone knows what is good food. I don't need to, you know, give you this lecture. I'm sure everyone knows what is good food. But application. In every meal you are sitting, you should think, what is this food? Is it going to be beneficial to me? That is most important. How to apply this? With a determination. Determination of want to be healthy, want to be live long, and not only living long, with the quality and the quantity of life. If you keep that desire and determination, and one can achieve this through food as a medicine. Next slide. This is already discussed. So, Sarva Mangala Pradhana Dravyam means, as I said, most auspicious substance on earth, food. But what it does to the body? ఆహార శుద్ధి, అంతఃకరణ శుద్ధి. గురుదేవ్ శ్రీ బ్రహ్మానంద సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్. ఆహార శుద్ధి, అంతఃకరణ శుద్ధి. ఆహార శుద్ధి మీన్స్ ద ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ విచ్ ప్యూరిఫైస్ ది అంతఃకరణ ఇంటర్నల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్. వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్? దెర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్. నంబర్ వన్, మనోబుద్ధి, చిత్త అహంకార్, మైండ్, ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ ఈగో అండ్ మెమరీ. దీస్ ఆర్ ద ఫోర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ హెల్పింగ్ హోల్ దిస్ స్ట్రక్చరల్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫిజియాలజీ. ఎవ్రీ సిస్టమ్ నీడెడ్ దిస్ ఫోర్, మనోబుద్ధి, చిత్త అహంకార్ మీన్స్ మైండ్, ఇంటలెక్ట్, ఈగో అండ్ మెమరీ. బట్ ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ ద ఫుడ్ విచ్ ప్యూరిఫైస్ ది అంతఃకరణాస్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో సెన్సెస్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దట్ ప్రసన్న ఆత్మ ఇంద్రియ, ప్రసన్న ఆత్మ, బ్లిస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, క్లియర్ క్లారిటీ ఇన్ ద సెన్సెస్ అండ్ క్లారిటీ, ప్యూరిటీ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఇండ్యూస్డ్ బై ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ ద ఫుడ్. ఓకే, నెక్స్ట్ స్లైడ్. సి, ఆహార, ఔషధి, మెడిసిన్, వీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్. ఆహార ఈజ్ ఫుడ్. టోటాలిటీ కొలాప్స్ టు ది అబ్సల్యూట్ త్రూ అగ్ని. పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే. ఫ్రమ్ హోల్నెస్ వాట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఈజ్ హోల్నెస్. వాట్ ఈజ్ హోల్నెస్? ఫుడ్ ఈజ్ హోల్నెస్ అండ్ గోస్ టు ది కొలాప్స్. దిస్ హోల్నెస్ ఈజ్ కొలాప్సింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది కాయాగ్ని మీన్స్ ద డైజెస్టివ్ ఫైర్. దెన్ డైజెస్టివ్ ఫైర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్స్ దిస్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ టు అనదర్ హోల్నెస్. వాట్ ఈజ్ దట్ అనదర్ హోల్నెస్? యువర్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్. ఆపిల్ ఈజ్ కొలాప్స్డ్ ఇన్ టు ది యువర్ డైజెషన్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ క్రియేటెడ్ అనదర్ హోల్నెస్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఎటర్నల్ యజ్ఞ. మెనీ పీపుల్ నోస్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఓ యజ్ఞ, ఐ నీడ్ టు అటెండ్ యజ్ఞ, ఐ నీడ్ టు అటెండ్ యజ్ఞ, రన్నింగ్ 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 టు ద అటెండింగ్ ద యజ్ఞస్ అండ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఆఫర్ కోకోనట్స్ అండ్ దిస్ అండ్ దాట్ అండ్ గార్లెండ్స్ అండ్ ఫ్లవర్స్ అండ్ వాంట్ టు లిసన్ ఆల్ దిస్ మంత్రాస్. దట్స్ ఆల్ వెరీ గుడ్ బట్ రిమెంబర్ ది ఎటర్నల్ యజ్ఞ ఈజ్ ఇన్సైడ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాయాగ్ని. వీ షుడ్ ఆఫర్ ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్ థింగ్స్. హౌ వీ ఆర్ ఆస్పీషియస్ థింగ్స్ వీ ఆర్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు ద యజ్ఞ అవుట్ సైడ్, ఆల్సో వీ షుడ్ ఆఫర్ ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్ థింగ్స్ టు ది ఇంటర్నల్ ఫైర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ యజ్ఞ ఎవ్రీడే. ఇఫ్ వన్ ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ దట్ యజ్ఞ, యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ అటెండ్ ఎనీ యజ్ఞ. రిమెంబర్ దిస్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ యజ్ఞ ఫర్ ఎనీ ఇండివిజువల్. దిస్ ఆస్పీషియస్ ఎటర్నల్ యజ్ఞ ఇన్సైడ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ టు మూవింగ్ అండ్ మెయింటైనింగ్ సస్టైనింగ్ ద డివినిటీ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. ఇఫ్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ద డివినిటీ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, దెర్ ఈస్ నో నీడ్ టు అటెండ్ ఎనీ యజ్ఞ. దట్ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓకే టు అటెండ్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ సెయింగ్ డోంట్ అటెండ్ యజ్ఞస్ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్. యూ కెన్ అటెండ్, బట్ యూ కెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద మోర్ డివినిటీ. యూ కెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద మోర్ డివినిటీ. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ సస్టైన్ దిస్ యజ్ఞ ఇన్సైడ్, దెన్ యూ డోంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దట్ డివినిటీ. నెక్స్ట్ లైక్. సో ఫుడ్ bringing health, health brings bliss, and bliss again reverses back to health, and that healthy physiology always desiring good food. It's all feedback loops, these three things. One help other. The food is bringing health, health resulting happiness, happiness again nourish the health, and health brings a pure desire of eating food. So it's all feedback loops. Next. Four virtues of life. Very important. The whole concept of life is how to achieve purushardha. Purushardha means dharmardha kama mokshas. These four virtues of life always depends on the food. Even though the basis for to achieve this is consciousness, but consciousness to withstand, sustaining this consciousness in this physiology, the food is the most important thing. So I want to get enlightened, I don't want to eat food, not possible. I want to fulfill all my desires, but I don't want to eat food, it's not possible. So the food is the basis for achieving all these four virtues of life. But all the time remember, the virtues, artha and kama, artha means your material life, kama is the fulfillment of life, is based on dharma. Without that dharma, even you make some material wealth or anything or any actions performed by you, it becomes no use. So that's why dharmartha kama mokshas, the food is the most a basic fundamental need to achieve these four virtues of life. Okay? So we said this instrument, information and itihasa, blossoming totality, and this is a message. Food is always giving a message. One should be turned to that message. That's the most important thing. Because it is a sarathi, it is a charioteer of your life. Food is a charioteer of your life. It is leading your life into the higher states of consciousness and evolution, strength, vitality, immunity, and great happiness. That's why most important thing, it's a great information. Next slide. Food is a diagnostic instrument. How? Food is taken in the body, and body is the network of channels. Sarvam srotomayam. So the food is communicating, transporting, structuring through these channels. All that information goes through these channels. That's why, according to Vedic literature, Ayurveda, it says, patya ahara, apatya ahara. Patya ahara means wholesome to the channels. Apatya ahara means unwholesome to the channels. If food is wholesome to the channels, communication, transportation, and structuring dynamics of the consciousness within the physiology is maintained, sustained. That's why wholesome to the channels, the food, which is maintaining perfect health, and unwholesome to the channels, apathya, that which blocks the communication, and then it becomes disorderliness. That's why the food is like two types. How do we know this? When you're eating food, feeling like a blockage, feeling like heaviness, feeling like dullness, feeling like cloudiness, bringing fatigue, creating mucus, excess salivation. These are the symptoms. Channels are blocked. This is the symptom of ama. Ama means which is not properly digested, created blockage in the communication, transportation, and structuring intelligence within the physiology. That's why Maharshiji said, what is the whole purpose of Ayurveda is enlivening the gap. What is enlivenment of gap? Gap means srotas, that space in between two cells, two molecules, two organs, two systems, between mind and body. There is a space, that is the channel, that is called srotas. The foot is the source to maintain that purity of that gap. As I said, food is devata value. Devata means structuring dynamics of consciousness. So within that gap, this structuring dynamics of consciousness, through the help of Agni, creates that wholeness, totality, to evolve into higher states. Next slide. So this is the most important thing in the health. Atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis means sroto avarodham, obstruction in the channels. See, this is any disease in the human physiology. Without this, nothing happens. The obstruction in the brain, that is called Alzheimer's disease. Obstruction in the heart, coronary artery disease. Obstruction in the lungs, called pulmonary obstructive respiratory disorder. Obstruction in somewhere, the suppose in the fallopian tube, that's called salpingitis. So everywhere, if channel gets obstructed, then intelligence is inhibited. Intelligence is blocked, so that disorderliness develops. So this is what is atherosclerosis do. So that's why we will discuss what is atherosclerosis according to Ayurveda and how food is going to help. Next. So now, atherosclerosis means this obstruction in the channel, it's not because of kapha, because we know kapha is heavy, dull, dense, sluggish, and slow. And that's why eating heavy foods, dull foods, dense foods, oily food, greasy food, and creates this obstruction? Not necessarily, yes. But also other two doshas, vata, pitta, kapha doshas, three doshas together creates this obstruction in the channels, atherosclerosis. So how that is? Every dosha has certain qualities. Vata has the qualities of three main, even though seven qualities, ruksha, lagu, sitakara, sushma, chala, that means dry, cold, subtle, moving, changing, and rough. but three main qualities: cold, dry, rough. These three qualities, if anything, food is related to increase these three qualities, then creates vata disturbance in the channels. And pitta dosha, hot, liquid, and sharp. Any food which is related to the hot, liquid, and sharp, then creates inflammation in the channel. Kapha dosha, heavy, dull, dense. So that related food which creates obstruction, plaque, narrowing obstruction in the channels. So what happens? These three together, vata, pitta, kapha, together with these nine qualities creates obstruction, inflammation, and rupturing. This is what happens in the atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis to treat, srota, avarodham, obstruction in the channels to treat, not one particular principle, three principles, vata, pitta, kapha, with this concerning diets to be beneficial. What is those diets? We will discuss now. Next. So now here, to remove this cold, dry, rough, what happens in the channel? A channel becomes cold, dry, rough. Then channel becomes hard, no flexibility. That means motility becomes slow. So what we need to do is, what happens in the structure in the channel? Constriction, hardness, and brittleness. These are the three qualities, including blood vessels. Three qualities express in the channel. So what we supposed to do is warm and cooked food and omega-3 and omega-6 oils, soupy dals, ghee, flaxseed oil, olive oil, almond oil, all these different nice oils, grapeseed oil, all these oils will be beneficial to remove that constriction, hardness, and brittleness. Make sure, according to the individual Agni, one should take these oily foods. It is not necessarily based on the benefits of the food, one is consuming the food. Always remember, when you are consuming any food, even though it is beneficial, it is a great value, but your Agni is supposed to say yes. How to know that? Be yourself, see how much to eat. So next, pitta dosha, no, back. Inflammation, melting, and exudation. These three qualities creates those three symptoms. Hot creates the inflammation, liquid creates the melting, sharp creates the exudation, means oozing. Kapha, plaque, narrowing, obstruction, heavy, dull, dense qualities simultaneously create those symptoms in the channel. So this togetherness creates atherosclerosis. So inflammation, to remove inflammation, alkaline diet, we say in Ayurveda, pitta diet. So especially sweet fruits, fresh dairy products like sweet lassi and all those things. And whole grains and healthy desserts, all are beneficial to remove this inflammation, melting, and exudation. Plaque, narrowing, obstruction through leafy greens, very detoxing to the channels. And liquids, liquids means liquid soups, and especially with spices. And obstruction, spices. So these things together. So how to handle a simple way this atherosclerosis? Atherosclerosis is the one of the prime cause for all these major diseases. Major diseases. Wherever this organ, the supply of blood or information, nerves, if they get plaque, and then big problem in this organ. So next slide. So these are few examples. Antioxidants. Antioxidants means removes that plaque, removes that oxidation, and then allows the prana. Prana means oxygen. Allows the prana to move it, not oxidize it, not plaqued it. So that's why this is atherosclerosis diet, which has triphala. Why triphala is a diet? Yes, it is a diet. It is a food. Triphala, three fruits. Three fruits are the food. It's not medicine. So holy basil, excellent antioxidant value, holy basil. Turmeric, green tea, blueberries, manuka raisins. Manuka raisins are nice raisins which has inside the seed and available in the market. Excellent for health, good iron and also antioxidants. You should chew with the seeds, then it gives that antioxidant value. Whole grains has all that B complex vitamins, excellent for the blood vessels, softening the blood vessels, and also removing that hardness. Hmm? Natural sugars also okay. Grape seed, turmeric, anti-inflammatory, and black pepper, removing the plaque. Amaranth has excellent value on the channels. The five colors diet. Five colors diet means whole grains, vegetables, fruits, dals, beans, everything comes under that. Omega 3 and 6, flaxseed, all pro-anti-inflammatory. So that's why these oils brings that softness, smoothness, flexibility in the srotas. Nuts and seeds has all this above oils, omega 3 and 6 and different things. Okay, next slide. So food is information. So it is information to the intellect, the state of intellect, state of mind, state of senses, state of digestive fire. There is always, the food gives you information. I'm feeling dull, cloudy. Otherwise, my intelligence is getting better, or my mind is feeling not happy, or I'm really happy. My senses are feeling pleasant, or there is some cloudiness in the senses. Digestive fire. Immediately you will know after eating food how you are feeling. Feeling nourished, feeling exhilarated, feeling good energy, or feeling tired or sluggish. So all that information one has to know after eating the food, while taking the food, what it is giving information to you. That means all these aspects one should be observing. Next. Transformation of food from one stage to the next stage. At every stage, the wholeness has a big love. We went through this. This is itihasa. Next. This is the another concept. The food which is wholesome, which is fresh, which is suitable to the individual physiology, suitable to his agni, suitable to his body type, suitable to his age, what it does to the body. These three things, iccha shakti. Iccha shakti means distinguish and deciding about your desire. This is a good desire or this is a bad desire. This is a right one and wrong one. Wholesome, unwholesome, beneficial, non-beneficial. That desire is how to decide that the food which is nourished by the balanced agni creates the ojas. Ojas is like a lamp at the door. When ojas is there, all the desires which are beneficial, not only individual life and the life of the whole cosmic nature. So that's why food transform into ojas, and ojas which is filled in the nervous system, which creates only good desires. Next, jnana shakti, kriya shakti. Jnana shakti means the food improves the intellect, food improves the action, kriya shakti, action principle. Purity of food enlivens desire for pure knowledge and pure actions. Next, how to make smart choices regards to food. Smart. You have to be smart to make the smart choices. How do you become smart? Shopping, very important. Shop when you are happy. That's the most important thing. This is the most. So it's a very simple thing, but has big meaning behind that. If you are upset, if you are not feeling well, if you are fatigued, if you are not doing well, if you have some health issues, and if you're going to shop, then you cannot make right choices. Okay, making, very important. Make sure good combination and good processing the food. Attitude, while cooking, while eating, attitude should be happy and healthy. Routine, make sure eating food on time, timely you are eating, so that body knows how to release digestive enzymes, how to transform this food into ojas. Total nutrition. Total nutrition is based on 6 tastes. Make sure you are selecting the foods, all tastes, means 6 tastes. Next. So, yes? So these are the main principles. So a good happiness brings good digestion. A good preparation brings the good absorption. A good attitude brings good appetite. A good routine brings good elimination. And good total nutrition based on 6 days brings ojas. Digestion, absorption, appetite, elimination, and ojas. How you become smart. Next. Food and addiction. Going back a little bit philosophy again here. Vasana, deep-seated, imprinted memory. So addiction to the food is like a deep-seated, imprinted memory. That memory is very gluey within the cells. Next. Vyasana, that becomes addiction. This memory of that particular food, that becomes addiction. And then that continue with the time. Don't think only this lifetime. It can bring to the next lifetime also. So that's a very unwholesome thing, this memory. And how to get out of this memory? Detachment, that's called vairagya. That it's called deep-seated, imprinted memory, addiction and time. Detachment through the away from that memory is coming back to the absolute memory. That is, which helps the addiction. Okay, next. This is another principle, diet, digestion, eater. These are the three principles which helps a food transform into a medicine. So these three important characters within the process of food to be medicine. Importance of diet, we discussed wholesome food, balanced digestion, and individuals should be self-referral. That will prevent the disease and then digestion. So diet, okay. Nutrition represents the combined activity of countless food substances. So don't think eating some bread or eating some, people say always, I don't feel hungry just eating some milky grain. Some says eating some fruit, some says eating some little soup. So this is not nutrition. Nutrition is a combination of different substances. The whole is greater than sum of its parts. Okay, next. What does a healthy plate have? Whole grains, vegetables, oils, fats, good fats, milk, dairy products, leafy greens, nuts and seeds, and fruits. This is what is healthy plate. Make sure all these items in your plate, every meal, that will bring good health and good digestion. Include 4 types of foods. This is very important. Why these 4 types of food? Every action has a beneficial to particular dosha and particular release of enzymes. See, one is chewable, one is, what is eatables? Eatables, chewables, what is the first one? Drinkables. Drinkables, chewables, eatables, lickables. Ice cream. Ice cream is lickable. Yes. Yes. Chutneys are lickable. Pastes are lickable. And eatable means eating, not necessarily chewing, just eating. And chewable means chewing, drinking. So every time you're drinking some particular dosha, it's good for vata, and chewable, good for kapha, and eatable, good for pitta, lickable, also good for vata or pitta. So like that, each action which is related to the particular dosha, that's why in the Ayurveda, they said, annam chaturvidham, food is 4 types. These are the 4 types which helps the 3 doshas. In the 4 forms, one should taking the food. Next. Include 6 tastes. Everyone knows this. Next. Eat according to the season. Number one is, what is the season number one? Spring. Then summer, autumn, winter. So according to that, one should take the food. Okay, next. Foods that contain phytonutrients. This is the modern concept. Modern perspective of healthy eating will include food that contains phytonutrients, food that are anti-inflammatory, foods that are anti-aging. This is what is health. Phytonutrients, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging. But Vedic understanding, foods that are sattvic. This one thing, food that are sattvic means the purity, wholeness, whole foods that we discussed. This is beneficial completely, phytonutrients, anti-inflammatory, and anti-aging. Sattva is the most important principle. Sattva in the food, sattva in the digestion, sattva in the eater, most important. Sattva not only in the food. It should be in the individual, also in the... Sattva means purity. Sattva means balance. Sattva means clarity. Good. Next. Diet as therapeutic. Okay, 6 days basis for the balanced nutrition. When one consumes all 6 days, every day the food becomes medicine. It's important. What are the 6 days like sweet? Whole grains are sweet. And sour, you know, certain pickles and some lemons. And salt, you should add some salt. Pungent spices, astringent, dals, leafy greens. And bitter also, dals and leafy greens. And sweet also, some desserts, fruits, and also dairy products. So like that. Some dairy products also sour, little fermentation, like lassi and different things. The modern understanding is 5 colors, having all the 5 colors in each meal on a regular basis, the food acts as a medicine. So every, as I said, all the whole concept of modern nutrition is talking about all these 5 colors in a different forms, like we're going to know those forms. What are those forms? Okay, next. This is Vedic understanding. Processed food causes ama and 10 symptoms of ama. What are those 10 symptoms? Number one, feeling heavy, obstructed, constipation, excess salivation, fatigue, and loss of taste, all those symptoms. That is because of processed food. Processed food means anything, food which is in boxed, canned, frozen, leftovers, chemicals, additives, all those things consider as a processed food. And modern understanding also, very good. They say numbness, burning sensation, tingling sensation, facial pressure, tightness, chest pain, tightness because of stress in the nervous system, because all that chemicals goes into the neuronal gaps, disturbs the gap, impures the gap. The whole concept of health is gap. Gap is the most important aspect of structure in the human physiology that is the source of all that intelligence to maintain, sustain health. So chest pain, headaches, nausea, rapid heartbeat, drowsiness, weakness, difficulty, breathing, and all those things because of processed foods. Next slide. So 6 tastes and 5 colors, sweet, red, sour, orange. So in this foods, some are the mixed tastes also there. But basically, you can see, for example, apples, grapes, melon, watermelon, all sweet taste. Sour, oranges, and salty, color of the, it's absolute color because salt is white. Pungent is yellow, some of the peppers, colored peppers, and bitter is dark greens, astringent, purple, some fruits and also some vegetables like eggplant is bitter and astringent. Next. So these are all phytonutrients. Actually, you can see this in internet also. Indole, 3-limonin, anthocyanin, quercetin, lycopene, carotenoids, lutein, flavonoids, all these things. Go to any scientist. They are all discussing only these things. These are the health boosters because all these things which prevents heart disease, cancer, stroke, brain, nervous disorders, everything, whatever you say, all the chronic diseases can be prevented with this a particular isolated ingredients from the whole foods that we discussed, 5 colors of the food, which are whole grains, vegetables, protein, dals and soups and dairy products. All those things. Next, now we see how this, what is does all this 5-color food, it does anti-inflammatory action, have been shown to possess the anti-cancer properties, repair the DNA damage, aids detoxification, enhance the immunity, and influence insulin glucose balance, resistance, glycemic value. It's also one of the burning problem in the whole world. A lot of diabetes is coming now. So all these actions will be achieved through the food. Next slide. So this is indole 3, carbinol, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, kale, cauliflower, and turnips. These vegetables has this indole 3 carbinol. And the benefits of this indole 3 carbinol, next slide. cancer prevention, fibromyalgia, cervical dysplasia, lupus, all these inflammatory diseases. Next. Limonene is flavonoids, orange, tangerines, lemons, and limes. Benefits? Weight loss, cancer prevention, respiratory disorders. Next. Anthocyanins, grapes, apples, cherries, blueberries, and raspberries. Antioxidants, all. Anthocyanins are obesity, cancer, heart diseases. Next. Quercetin, onions, and garlic. Also, atherosclerosis. It prevents the atherosclerosis. Blood thinners, natural blood thinners. Has some selenium, good for prostate, all those conditions. Okay, next. Lycopene, anti-aging, skin issues, atherosclerosis, cancer, asthma. Mainly on the red vegetables, like carrots and tomatoes, all those things. Carotenoids, peaches, carrots, apricots, pumpkin, squashes. Carotenoids also has a great effect on eyes and also skin and also on the blood vessels. Next, cancer, macular diseases, and antioxidants and anti-aging. Yes, next. Lutein, Swiss chard, kale, parsley, all that leafy greens. Also, they said excellent for the eyes, but a lot of calcium and also toning the cell and cell repair. They do these things. Next. So anti-inflammatory diet, flaxseed, garlic, fresh ginger, turmeric, cinnamon, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, asparagus, okra. According to Ayurveda, anti-inflammatory diet is Pitta diet, simple. All the spices, grains, vegetables, all anti-inflammatory diet. Can we stop here? And what's the time? Huh? Salbe? Another 10 minutes? Okay. So most important thing is, what is digestion? This is very important. Digestion means not simply eating. These are the four actions to be maintained, sustained in the state of balance. Ingestion, digestion, absorption, elimination. These four actions together, then it's a good digestion. A good appetite, healthy appetite, means having appetite on time, not desiring foods which are against the desire of the Agni. And then digestion means nicely transformed in the stomach, and absorption, nicely absorbed in the small intestine, elimination, separated in the smallest intestine at the ileocecal wall. All the metabolic waste is separated through ileocecal wall, goes to the colon, and then moving to the ascending, transfer, descending rectum, then out. So elimination. Ingestion, digestion, absorption, and elimination. These are the four principles of balanced digestion. If anything is disturbed, then it's not a good digestion. People say, good appetite, but after eating, I feel tired. That's not a good digestion. And they say, oh, I'm eating good, my appetite is good, no symptoms, but I have severe constipation. That's not a good digestion. And some says, I'm eating really well, my digestion is good. When I ask, what is your energy? They say, lot of fatigue. Even doing some small activity, I get fatigued. That means digestion is not good. So remember, all these four are very important principles for maintaining a balanced digestion, so that that digestion will help the food transform into a medicine. Diet, digestion, eater. These are the principles for eater, principles to be observed. Attention, mindful eating, pleasant atmosphere, eating with all accessories. People have a habit, without putting anything on the table, just start eating. Needed water, go again, bring, and needed something, and go again, bring. That disturbs the whole process of enjoying the food. So that's why eating with all accessories, eating with pleasant and dear people, eating food that is cooked and served by the pleasant people, that's the most important. Eat food with auspicious metals. The food should touch auspicious metal. That will bring auspiciousness. So all these principles, very important, very important. Next. Aushadam jahnavitoyam vaidyo narayano hari. Aushadam jahnavitoyam. It means water. Water itself, if you taken properly, it acts like a medicine. Just water. Using properly. Using properly, water acts like a medicine. Jahnavi Toyam means Ganges. The water is such a purity in that water, just taking that water acts like a medicine. So that's why, even generally, now, lot of theories and lot of concepts on drinking water. Drinking, one should drink 2 liters, 3 liters, 4 liters, 8 glasses when you wake up. And someone says, I need to drink 2 glasses. And someone says, I drink a lot of herbal teas while eating. And some people say, I drink juice, fermented drinks. All these concepts, no. With the food, you drink only pure water. That's it. Pure water. Pure water. How much to drink every day is depends on the state of mind, state of intellect, state of perception of senses, and state of bliss in the physiology. When you are happy, you desire only what is necessary. When you are nervous, tension, worry, and then you desire water more than what you needed because it's creating dryness in the state of increased vata, in the state of increased pitta, one desire more water. It doesn't matter. One has to be self-referral and then have the water. So that's why using water beneficial way acts like a medicine. Thank you.
Thank you, Vajramanahar. If anybody has questions, please come down to the front. I'll put the microphone here because we're recording. And then we'll take a few minutes of questions and answers for those who have to leave, no problem. And then I'm sure Dr. Manohar will stay behind to answer your personal questions rather than asking them to the group.
Thank you very much for the talk. I was wondering what would be the, when you go to the Vaidya, what would be their roles in prescribing the diet for you, in giving you the diet? So what is the role of the Vaidya in the, basically, how are they playing the role in the diet that they are giving you?
If you see, so the role of Vaidya in helping people, that's you are asking? Okay.
In terms of the diet that they give?
In terms of the diet?
Yeah.
Not only diet. See, the whole healing process is based on 4, 5. One is behavior, another is routine, diet, and environment, and these are the main things. Ahara means food, vihara means behavior, and then routine is daily routine. All these things. Huh? Routine. So these are the concepts. So one has to see where are the mistakes. Is it the mistakes in the routine, mistakes in the diet, mistakes in the behavior, mistakes in the environment, how he is exposed to the environment. So that is the skill of Vaidya. Vaidya need to know in all different directions while discussing with the patient. So he will understand what is happening with the particular person, how to help them, how to help them.
Sometimes a person may have irregular Agni, mm-hmm. and what could be the most helpful thing, and what's the cause of that, do you think, and what could be the most helpful thing to help them?
So irregular Agni means irregular digestion. So first, irregular digestion, what it cause? Gas, bloating, distension, constipation, irregular hunger, irregular metabolism, irregular nutrition to the tissues. So what is the reason for irregularity? What is the reason for irregularity is vata disturbance. So one should maintain balance in vata. If vata is in balanced state, and no irregular digestion. How to maintain vata in balanced state? Settled mind, settled senses, happiness. And then the foods which are suitable to that irregular digestion means vata balancing diet. Vata balancing diet is, we know everyone, warm food and cooked food and well spiced with Vata spices, and eating on time, sufficient quantity, and due respect to yourself, then eat food and enjoy the food. Don't entertain any these mental afflictions or emotional afflictions in the mind, so that it doesn't disturb the Agni. Agni immediately become happy when you balance the Vata. So Agni to disturbed, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, three supposed to be balanced state. Not even though you focus on Vata, because Vishama Agni, irregular Agni, because of Vata, but also Pitta and Kapha also need to be balanced.
And what if their Agni is weak? What would be a better, good way to increase that and keep it in balance?
Agni is weak, again, eating foods which are suitable to the age, that's most important thing. Why this Agni is weak? Always there is a cause for any imbalance, remember. So know the cause. It could be because of certain behavioral characters, dietary characters, or routine imbalances can weaken the Agni. If you are eating heavy food, dense, oily, greasy foods, Agni becomes weak. And if you are not active, not doing exercise, Agni becomes weak. And if you are sitting idle, not thinking anything, and heaviness in the mind, Agni gets weak. So it's a mental cause, physical cause, dietary cause, routine, causative factors, not doing any exercise. All this leads to the weakness of Agni. But every individual, because of certain reason, weak Agni. If there is a body type, if person is Kapha body type, prone to weak Agni. If Kapha body type, eating ice cream, eating bananas, eating avocado, then Agni gets weak. So like that. Many reasons Agni to get weak.
Thank you very much, Vajramanhar.
Thank you.
When we add churna to our food, in the churna, there is six...
Churnas.
Churnas. Yeah, mm-hmm. There is
powders.
All the taste. Mm-hmm. If one of the tastes is missing in the plate, is that compensate or not?
Yes. Churnas will help. Mainly the purpose of churnas is, yes, there is a taste perception also there in the churnas, but also through diet. Without having all the five tastes, churnas alone cannot achieve that. The spice mixer alone cannot achieve that six tastes into your experience.
So you need,
all the tastes. Yeah. So when you have all the tastes, and adding some spice mixer will enhance that six tastes efficacy to absorb.
When I hear that processed foods cause ama, and those are things like boxed or canned or frozen mm-hmm. foods, mm-hmm. It makes me think, well, you know, I get oatmeal in a box, and I thought that was a healthy thing to eat, or all the pills that we get are in boxes or jars and things like that, and those are called healthy. So to me, it was like a processed food would be something that had the chemicals, I could understand that, or the additives, but it seems to me a lot of boxed foods or even canned foods mm-hmm. or jarred foods might actually be healthy for you. You get like the protein whey people say is good, and that's in a package. So I was just wondering about that.
Okay. So there is a saying in the food industry, if anything anybody claims it is healthy food, make sure there are so many hidden facts inside can cause harm. So that's number one. Number two, boxed foods, like as you said, some of the cereals are the, if they are whole grains, processed naturally and without any additives, those are fine. Like boxed food means like cereals and different types of, fancy foods, even though they say zero fat and no sugar, and the hidden fats, so many chemicals. In US, food industry is every year 1,700 foods introduced in the market on people. So all that 1,700 new foods every year, think about how much confusion in the mind, what is good, what is not good.
If there are no other questions, then we should thank our dear Vaijaji.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
And it's our hope that he may come back again and give us a continuation of what he started tonight. We'd love that, yes? Jay Gurdjieff, thank you so much.
Huh? Ah, you can say. Hello, sir. Thank you for coming. I know it's very cold. Still, you came. Thank you.
Everyone, Vaidiji is going to also give one more talk in January, and it's a continuation of this. This is kind of the introduction. The next talk is actually the application. So he's created a diet, and he's also created a one-week meal plan, specifically breakfast, lunch, snacks, dinner, very practical, you know, suggestions of what to do. So look forward to that talk in January.